It's time to visit with Scott Brumbaugh, head coach of the Pawnee City Indians. And Pawnee City got a win last week, improving to 4-1 on the year with a win over the Lewiston Tigers, the neighbors off to the west a little bit. Coach, 56-50. I guess you'd call that a nail-biter. It probably came down here. An interesting game. I bet the fans had a big time watching all the touchdowns.
Yeah, it kind of came down to the last, series for the most part. It was kind of like the Meridian game that we got into. We're kind of 2-1 with our close nail biters so far. We had a lead and then we kind of gave it away and Lewiston, they didn't give up and they were clawing back in that thing. And, they were kind of like us a couple weeks ago. They needed an onside kick and recover it to make it interesting and they just couldn't quite pull it off. So we were able to escape with a knee and count our blessings.
56-50 the final. I mean, who did the bulk of the scoring for your squad?
Trey Kling, Trey, you did a great job. We'd get down to the goal line there and, they'd pack the box and bring everything they had. And, he had some good runs where he had to really lower up and dig in to get in there. And, he had 6 touchdowns, I think, on the night. And then we had a couple others scattered in through there. He kind of carried the load as far as that part goes.
Mm-hmm. Not unexpected. He's a fine young ball player. Move up in the rankings, back in here number 10 this week, which doesn't mean a whole lot till after the season's all the championship games are over, but it's nice to be recognized. This week, you've got Sterling coming to town. You're 2-0 in the district. This is one of those games you kind of have to keep controlling your own destiny.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we've talked about that. The next 2 weeks out are really big for us. We got small goals in place and kind of to get to the end of the year and be in a place where we want to be. Like you said, this would be a big game. And again, Sterling does a lot of the same things that Lewiston does. And, they got a big win last week as well against Diller. They're coming off that high just like Lewiston was. And they'll be ready to play. So if we can't fix some of the problems we had, it's going to be another nail biter.
Mm-hmm. Sterling, they like to do a lot of the same things run outside again, you think?
They run kind of that RPO pass where they pitch it back and give their back the option of running or throwing. And, they executed it really well in the second half against Diller. So, again, if we can't fix some of the problems we've got up front with holding the outside or secondary issues, then, they're going to score a rapid amount of points like Lewiston did. And then we put all our pressure on our offense and that's something I really don't like to do.
I'm defending a run-pass option must be kind of interesting. 6-man when the quarterback can't go past the line without giving the ball to somebody else first. I guess you don't have to worry about him running on that option, but you still have to go after him.
Yeah, a lot of times, to get around that in 6-man, they're just pitching it back, and then trying to use, I guess, the guy that starts it that you would typically think is your quarterback kind of as a blocker, mm-hmm. and then he fans off as a receiver, and then that last guy, he definitely has the option to run at that point or throw it, and a lot of people are starting to put their quarterback back deep and just pitch to him, and they just change positions around, so typically you'd think of him as a running back when really it's their quarterback way deep taking that pitch ball, so
mm-hmm.
It does make things difficult. You have to be very disciplined, and if you're not, it makes for a very long night.
And an important game, as we said, and of course homecoming. So a lot of things going on this week to distract the kids.
Some years I think the distraction's a bad thing, and some years it's a good thing. And kind of the way we've been working right now, I think it might be a good thing to kind of distract us a little bit from some of the problems we've been having. I think part of our problem is we're just overthinking them. We know what to do. We just got to go out and do it at this point of the year.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to Pawnee City this week.
All right, thank you.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.